didn't get to.
I don't want to come.
Chayav has learned that Mesiras Nefesh has a gewaldige chashivas, so we appreciate very much everybody that came.
Right. This week's shiur is being sponsored by an anonymous donor, Lahagdil Tayr Ladir. He should be benched.
The Mishnah says, in the Umfang of the Tzveita Perik, throughout the end of the first Perik, so we had kama makaimus, where Gamliel and Rav Yeshua have a machlaikis as to what kind, as to whether there's various, in various cases, the nemanis of migu, that benogeya, whether she gets masayim, benogeya, whether she's kosher to a kayin, different hechetimtzes, where Rav Yeshua isn't maskim to the migus that Rav Yishmael held, act in her favor. So the Mishnah comes over here and says, Umayda Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua's Maida, there's a case where he'll be Maida, that a taina that you might have tainted would help. The Hainu, Ha'imra l'chaveira isa da zu shal avicha isa ulekachtia heimenu shehu nemon. If a person says to his chaver, this field that I'm in now, Bemis belonged to your father, but I bought it from him. So he's nemon to say that. Shapesha asar hu apesha hiter. Apesha asar hu apesha hiter. That Vibald, he introduced this idea that it belonged to his father, and he says, I bought it, so he has that namonis. However, if yesh edim shu shaloviv, v'omer l'kachtia meno, there ain't a namon. And because then he has to prove that he bought it, because once there's edim that belong to the father, that creates a cheskes marikama, and today to be mitzi from a cheskes marikama, you need either a shtar or a chazaka in order to be able to be mitzi from a cheskes marikama. But where there is no cheskes marikama, and this person happens to be the muzik in the karka, and he's the one who introduces us the idea that it belonged to his father, but I bought it, so he's neman, because he could have either been quiet, or he could have said, it was always mine, it never was your father's. So either way, it works. Rashi, not on the Mishnah, but later on, when the Gemara comes to, goes through a whole shakla v'tarya, what this haidah is? Is it Rabban Gamliel over here? Rabban Gamliel, is it that the pshat is that the first part of the mission is Rabban Gamliel's haidah, that the Eshedim Shot, the Vagnyotza Behinuma, Lagabi, the din of what rayas there are that she was a psula or not? Is it to that, or is it to the sugyas earlier in the Gemara? But Lamaisa, the Gemara comes out at the end that Avada, Rabbi Yeshua is being Maida to, I argue on you on the Migus in the first Perek, and here I'm going to be Maida to you. So then the Gemara asks Akasha, Hi, frankly, Gemara, Michti, Hi Migu, Hi Migu. The Migu, and what the Gemara is referring to here is that she said, Mi Sherestani, Nen Nasti, and Mimela, I should get a full ksuba. And he said, no, Achelo Erastich, that happened even before the Kedushin. And Mimela, you were a bu'ula and not a basula, and Mimela, you should get a mona. So Lamaisa, his tain is a tainas shema, and hers is a tainas bori. But the Gemara says over there that, So Rabbi Shmuel says the reason you believe her is because she has a taina. She could have said she has a migu, proving if I were a liar, I had a better lie. I could have said mukaseitz on me. I could say it was a mukaseitz. So that Rabbi Gamliel holds that if you have a better taina, that's enough of a proof that you're telling the truth, that you can even be mitzi mamon. You're even being mitzi mamon hagam. There are places where we say that migul ha'itzi lo yamrinen, but the Gemara comes out that over here migul ha'itzi is not a problem because together with that there's a bari v'shema. His taina that ad shel yalor astich ne'neses is really a shema. He doesn't know. He has no raya to that. And whatever, and she's saying Misher Astani Nanasti is a bari. So the bari v'shema together with the migu makes that there in this makom migu there's no problem with migu lahitzi. Migu can be mitzi mamon as well. But the Gemara is asking michti hai migu v'hai migu. Maishna hai migu mehai migu. What's the difference between these two migus? And for the Gemara, hacha ein shor shochet lefanecha, hasam harei shor shochet lefanecha. So Rashi says over here, what does it mean that there's that here by Maida Rabbi Yeshua there's ein shor shochet lefanecha, and over there there is shor shochet lefanecha. Zokt Rashi azoy hacha gabi sode ein shor shochet lefanecha. There's no geshocht in an animal that somebody should come in to veya who shechted it. Kloimer. Im shosak ze lo yir hoyu lo oirim. He can keep quiet. He doesn't have to say a thing. He's in the soda. He can keep his mouth shut. And no one has any rayas to bring against him that it's not his field. Hilkach ilav the dover poshetu shalokha imenu. Were it not such a dover poshet that he actually brought this karka, lo hoya loy oimer loy, he would have never told him shalavichoisa. Hilkach amrin amigu, therefore we can say amigu. Aval gabe loy matzala besulim, but by the case where he was kinesur and he didn't find besulim, and the shaila is, did she become a bula after they were married or before? Shor shachut lefanecha. Besulim shaloy matzala. Heim hisisu lava lebezdim. V'afal pi sheyesh lo lahashiv taina taiva mizu. Even though she has a better taina than Mishra Astani and Nazi, she could have said mukaseitz. There we say lo amrin and migu. Number one, dilma loyaska daita. Who says that she thought of it? Verzok inami arumi kame arma. Or maybe she farkert. She taina this taina al taharama because. With this, I have a migu that's going to prove my side, but even though Lamai said it isn't true. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold that the migu is going to work in such a case. Because over here, the pshat is, the machlek is Rabbi Yeshua, and Ram Gamliel is whether the fact that you have a better lie is that enough a raya to give you namonis on the taina that you say? And that's the machlokes, whether we go with such a migu or we don't go with such a migu. So that's the first, the original machlokes with him. Masha'enkein over here, Rashi is saying, hayois that there wasn't anybody who came to be ma'arer, there's nobody being ma'arer on the whole thing, so all the information comes from him. Here I might that the migu works because ain't shor shochet lefanecha. Taisus on the Mishnah, Maida Rabbi Yeshua b'Emor Sadezu, the Neman zok Taisus mitoch pirush hakuntres, and he's talking about this Rashi that we just read. Mashma de davke kesheein halot toivoy. It's mashma davke where the other person wasn't toiveya him. He didn't come and say, "Yeah, you know, this was my father's field. What are you doing there?" He didn't come and do that. V'nemad b'migu. D'iboy shosi, because he could have kept quiet. So im tovay, aval im tovay ain't a neman. But if he would have come, the person would have come and said, you know, where you are now, my father had that field. Then he wouldn't be neman. So taisvis ve'ain a nira. And a lot of the Rishayim are chaylok on Rashi, by the way. Many of the Rishayim are chaylok on Rashi. Ve'ain a nira. Why? The Haktani Sefer, the Sefer says, "Im yesh edim, that if there's edim shalav, if he's not neman to say lakuach, mashma the dafkim yesh edim shoyse shalav if ain't on neman, avolim ain edim, aval gav the halot toivoy neman b'migu diyboy amar lo hoyse shalavicha me'olam." The diuk of the end of the of Mishnah where it says "Im dafkim yesh edim shushalaviv," then that's the case where he's saying lakuach wouldn't work. What does the Gemara have to go that far? Just let the Gemara say. However, if there was a teveya, then he wouldn't be neman. But you see, the Gemara doesn't say that. Vaistois, that this taina of that has to be without a teveya is what? It has to be only with Edom and you see that even with a Teveya, he still would be believed. Right. The Gemara Nami Parach, and the Gemara also asks, he brings another raya to this, because the Gemara says on Daf Yud Zayin on the base. So the Gemara says, V'lisni Maida Reb Yeshua B'Melech Aveder Soder Zu Shal Chohoi Sol Kachtia Mimcho. So why do you have to learn that he's saying it was his father's? Let him say it was yours. Yeah. Mashma de b'halot tayvoy ayri ulakach meishe vade shalach hoyso lakachtia mimcha. And over here, it's much more difficult to say that there's not a teveya pashtis because a mensh veis what karka was his, right? Could be that a son doesn't know vas tutzach bantat. He may not even know that the father actually had the field. Afshar yeh, afshar nish. But it's not a dover muchrach that he should know that there was a previous ownership. I mean, it could be that he would never know that. Aber, so what's the Gemara asking Kasha over here that learned that case? That case is not shayach without a teveya. L'charetz poshut that over there's a teveya. Rashi on that Gemara, Zok Mefurish, on Zayim Amid Beis, Zok Rashi, Kiven the time of Mishum in Shar Shachot Lefanecha, Hu Shalohoyo Adam Toivoy. Vibal, the whole Nemonis is, because in Shar Shachot Lefanecha, that nobody's being Teveya him. Memela Fregdi Gemara, so once there's no Teveya, who cares whether it was the father's or it was his? Hell yes, that there's not a Teveya, you're still going to have over here the same Nemonis. So Rashi's learning Mefurish, that Gemara, not like Tysus is asking. He's learning it, it's exactly the same as the case here, that the Pshat is, that the Gemara's Kasha was, learn the case where he came and said, you know, this was your field, but I bought it from you. Halyai, since he never came to be Teveya him, so once there's no Teveya, you still would have, in effect, this Hapesha Asar Hapesha Yidr. So we want for Taich to understand what this machlaik is between Rashi and Taisvis. It's actually Rashi and a lot of other Rishonim, of whether in order to have this Hagdora of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir, is it Bedafka without a Tviya, or it Afila can be with a Tviya? That's what we want to touch. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about over here? Now, is the Gemara saying, to Taisvis, on Tezayin Amid Aleph, brings Rashi's Pshat and Shar Shochot, Pirsh Bekuntris, Shehutayin Achaloya Rastich Nan Nesis, Vahocha. Now it's over there, there's a Shar Shachot Lefanecha because she's a Be'ula. I mean, he didn't find Besul. Vahocha in Shar Shachot Lefanecha Dein Halot Toivoy. Veri Mefarish, Vahocha Nami Mairi Bahalot Toivoy Kidipirashti. Vahochi Pirusho. Hosom Shar Shachot Lefanecha Share in Lop Sulim Veni Yachoyla Lomer Besulani. Kama b'shar shachot shen yochel loymer chayhu ulahachi bein omeres bein mishirastani nanasti bein omeres mukatz eitz ani tachtecha. She's not believed. Why? Because she can't deny the facts of what Yenner is saying. Oberhocha ein shar shachot lufanecha. Even if he comes with a tviya, but lemaisa you have no proof for your tviya. He still has that nemonis to say lo hoisa shel avicha me'oilo. So weiter de zel bezach. Taisvis is going clearly, even the way he learns the pshat in shor shochet lefanecha, that it's over there even with a tviya, but over there you still have the kayach of that migu. So I think that the pshat is, there is a very important Achrayim talk about it, but would it be masbirit a little bit? That there is a very, very yesaidistika shaila over here of what Pesha Usser is all about. The two tzadim are, is the pshat in Pesha Usser, Pesha Hither, is a tzir that vibald all the information that Besdin has comes from this person, so he's in control of the situation. It's not the regular Hagdorah of Migu that I have a better taina. It is vibald all the information I have. All I can know comes from him, and he has the right to keep quiet or to say, I've had this forever, it's been in my family forever. There's no taiveya, there's nobody bringing rayas that it wasn't that way. Memele, he blibes the bailim on what's happening here. He's in control of the situation. And the vorten pesha usser pesha hither is that when there is no other evidence, Besdin has no other evidence that brings what he says into question. In fact, he could have said nothing. Utter, he could have said, It was always mine. There, I'm fully in control of the situation. And it's even Yitochen like this understanding, if you understand it this way, that it could be that even if he would say, Sodazu shel havicha hoiso, and come back a day later and say, L'kachtiyah mimenu, could be, still could be Neman. It's not necessarily that it has to be Teich Kedei Dibur. Hagam Rashi on Yud Chesom at Beis, when it talks over there about a shtar came with two people's signatures, and over there they said, Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh Avalonusim Hayinu Machmas Nefoshes. Rashi says Mefurish over there that the reason they're Neman to say that is because they said it Teich Kedei Dibur. Would be Mashma that you have to say it at the same time. But Lemaisa, there could be a Meiridik Echilik between these two cases. Because over there the Pshat is the minute they say Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh, that Shtar becomes a Haggadah Edus. Now you want to come and change it, that becomes a Kivan Shehigit. If he says it Teich Kedei Dibur, so then the pshat is, they're not saying that this was a real, in other words, once they say Ksav Lamoshal, the Gemara says of their Ksav Yodam Yaitse Mimokam Acher, they have no Nemonis at all. Why? Because once Ksav Yodam is Yaitse Mimokam Acher, so the Shtar is Mekuyim, the Shtar blives Edus B'Ksav, That's Mekubal and Besdin. That's the Koyach of Shtar. Shtar is a Fartike Edis. Now you want to come and say and destroy it? Kivin Shigin Shuvenu Chayzer Magid. You can't change your Edis. You can't change your Edis. Masha'en came over here. So over there the Vart is because he's going to say something that's completely Seiser what they were mited to when they said Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh. Could be in a place like that. Order in the case later, and then in a couple of dafim later, where the Gemara says the same peshasa works by nishbesi utahira ani. There also you have to say it bishas maisa, because the minute she's murdered that she was bishivya, there's already an anan sadi kemat that she was nivol. So it's only blibes a peshasa there in these cases. Where the explanation is going to be Seiser, what the first part of the statement says, there already you would probably have to, it probably has to be Teich Kedei Dibur, like Rashi says in Daf Yud Ches. But here it could be, it doesn't have to be, because even tomorrow all our information only comes from him. He didn't have to say that yesterday. Nothing was mechayiv him to say it, and now he's being mefarish, so he's still in control of the situation. Other we say no. The pshat in Pesha Usser is that Pesha Usser is a better migu. Pesha Usser is a better migu. Normally the migus of our Gemara, normally the migus of the previous siurim in the Gemara were that the pshat is, I'm bringing a raya that what I'm saying is the truth, because if I was lying, I have a better lie. Dahainu, what do I have to say? Misharasani and anasde, I could have said mukaseitzani, that it was mukaseitz, so she's not a bu'ula, but she doesn't have besulim, right? So she should still be mutter and vakert. What gives her? What makes it a better taina? What makes it a better taina? What makes it a better taina is that in misharastani nanasti she would become usher to a kayan. If she says mukatzeitzani, she doesn't become usher to a kayan. So what makes it a better lie? It makes it a better lie that there's another area where you have to believe what I'm saying now, because if I was really a liar, I could say something else that would help me in another issue. On that, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel of whether that's enough of a proof that I'm telling the truth. And Yeshua holds, we're not saimach on that. That's not enough of a raya to be mitzi mammon, just because you could have said a better lie that would give you another help. Masha ein kein, whether what you're saying now and what you could have said accomplish exactly the same thing, it's not because I have some other issue that gets better. It's not that because some other issue gets better. It's because what I'm saying and what I could have said produce exactly the same results. It's mamish. That's all it does. I could have said that, and I'm in the same place that I am now. It's my field. Is it my field because I bought it or because I always had it? It's all the same. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua is being maida. The interesting thing, Hagam, even if there's a Teveya, the pshat is, over here, it's not the pshat that I'm in control of the whole situation. No, there was a Teveya, and there is such a parsha called Chazaka ein onam teveil elohim kein yeshloi. There is such a thing. And be'etzem, that's probably why Rashi argues on the Tosfos, and he holds, you can't call the person fully the bailim on what's going on here. If someone comes, there's a chazaka ein onam teveil elohim kein yeshloi, it at least creates some level of a suffix on the situation. So over here, it's not Pesha Osar anymore. It's only Pesha Osar if at the time when we come to Beis Din, there's no other information that we have. We know nothing from any, there's no other hoichachas, there's no other information, there's nothing that we have to, that would make us believe that there's even a Shaila here. It's all the same. It's the same thing. Masha Ein Kein Tosfos holds, nay, there is a migu that works even where there is this little bit of a taina. A real taina it isn't, because he doesn't have any rayas. But it works with a migu because it's not the pshat, my better lie would help something else. No. The lie, what I could have said also accomplishes exactly the same thing as what I'm saying. And you have no other proof against it. That kind of a migul works.
Why? Then why do you need migul? Just say.
Because hayyais that there was a teveya, then I need the nemonis of the migul that both things would help me.
Yeah, but I
will show you.
Is the second taina any better than the first taina? Yeah, if you need migul, it means if I would have been quiet, I would.
Yeah, because it takes away the tfiyah. If it never belonged to your father, what you're saying is baloney. That's all, but it accomplishes the same thing. L'moshel.
It's not enough. You still need
No, it is enough, and I'll show you why. Tosfos says on Daf Yud Gimel, that's what I had to get to. I should have said that first. Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel, when the Mishnah is talking about Ra'uah Medaberes. So there's machlokes of the Gemara between Ze'iri and Ravasi. Rav Ashi says Ruah Medaberes means that there were Edim that she was Nivol. The Shaila is, was she Nivol to a Pusul or to a Kosher? Right? So Rav Ashi says that that's where the Machloikis, Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua are, that if there were Edim that she was Nivol, So Rabbi Gamliel holds she still has a migu. She probably has the migu of Mukasetz also, but she's neman to say there was a nivel to a kosher. Masha Enkain, Rabbi Yeshua holds that no, you don't. There's no nemanus in a migu. Zok Taisfis. Avonistera. But if it would be the case like Ze'iri says, that the Edim were only that she was nisyached with this person, their Maider of Yeshua the Nemenis, Loimer Lakosher Nivalti, Bemigu di Iboy Omra Noi Nivalti. That says once it's only Zotaisvis. If the case would be, according to Rav Ashi, Ziri of course argues on this, but according to Rav Ashi, Taisus is ready to say that Rav Yeshua would be Maida, that in a case of Nistara, according to Rav Ashi, the way Rav Ashi is learning that Mishnah, Rav Yeshua would be Maida, that by Nistara she would be Nema. Why? Because the Shiloh over here is not whether she's a Ba'ula or a Basula. The Shaila over here is, was she nivel to a pusul, to a nesin, a mamzer, to a pusul that would pusul her to kuhuna, or she was nivel to a kosher that wouldn't pusul her to kuhuna? That's the Shaila. That's the whole Shaila over here. So, memela, zok taisvis, over here Reb Meir is going to be maida. Hagam you have. I mean, Reb Shua is going to be maida. Hagam, you have Edim that there was a stira. You have Edim that she was Nistara with somebody. But that doesn't prove that she was Nivalo. That Edis is not Edis or Nivalo. Memela, if she says I was Taka Nival to a kosher, she's going to be Neman because she could have said I wasn't Nival altogether. The Hainu. Both things that she could have said, what she said or what she could have said, will accomplish exactly the same thing. It's not the pshat, like by Misharistani Nanasti and Mukas Eitz. What makes it better is because there's a Zaitik issue. The real issue that they're arguing about is it Monar Messiah, right? Aber the migu that she would have is, if I was a liar, I could make myself kosher lakuna. On that, Reb Yeshua holds, that's not a raya that you're telling the truth. We're not saimach on that. But once you have a migu, even b'makom where there is a reyesa, dahainu rosh and nivalo, ro nistara, they saw nistara. There the migu works because this is the kind of a migu that what I could have said would accomplish exactly the same thing as what I am saying. It doesn't make a difference. They both say the same thing. It's not because the other taina, I'm going to be neman because it would help me with something else. So that proves to me that I'm telling the truth. No, it's the pshat is there where you have a migu. Where you have a migu, that what you're saying and what you could have said accomplish exactly the same end. There, Rav Yeshua's maida that migu works. Because that migu is not the pshat, I have a side raya that I'm telling the truth. No, what's the pshat in that migu? That migu, in the words of the Achrayim, is that you give him the kaya chataina. The seista zoi. Hey, yois, that if I would have said that, loy nivalti, I would be kosher lekohuna. So if I'm telling you nivel lekosher, I'm kosher lekohuna. Hey, yes, I could have said, I always owned this property, and now I'm telling you that I bought it. It's mine. It's telling me exactly the same thing. Because the pshat is, that kind of a migu, where both things are telling you exactly the same thing, there the pshat is, it gives the taina that you say the kayach taina of what you could have said. It's not stam a raya that you're telling the truth because I could have had a better lie. It's that vibald both what I said and what I could have said give me exactly the same results. So that din of migu is mevarer that what I'm saying is the truth because I have the kayach hatayin of what I could have said that would give me the same result.
And the same thing nivalo and with migu of mukazets. They both prove the same thing that you have $100, except that.
But no, one second. Mukazets by itself. What was the raya? Why is Rabbi Yeshua argue over there? Because the whole raya that I'm telling the truth is it's a better lie. For what reason? Not because it's the same thing. Fine. That's the difference.
But here too, by saying lo nevalti, why is lo nevalti better than nevalti? By stois that nevalti is not such a good time.
No.
Nevalti lakasha by
itself.
Nevalti lakasha by itself is not good enough, right? It's only Neman because I could have said lo nevalti.
Which means that I have that kayach atayin. Since there's no evidence, since there's no evidence against that, because all they saw was yichud. Yichud doesn't say bia. The only reason I know there's a bia here is only because she said so. If she would never say if there was a bia, then there's no bia. That's the word of the kayach atayin. Here by Misher Astani and Nasti, the Shor Shochut Lefonecha is, she has an Epsulim. She doesn't have Psulim. Right? So you could come with a Tain of Mukasets. Why does that make it better? Because of the Shera Lakuna. Nothing to do. It's not better because it's telling you the same thing. It's better only because of that side issue that gives her some level of Nemanus, according to Rabbi Gamliel. And that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of. Masha'enkin, he holds when there's this kind of a migu. When there's this kind of a migu, the hainu, that the migu accomplishes exactly the same thing as what I tined it. So it gives me, in the taina that I say, the kayach that would have produced. Saying that I bought it gives me the kayach ki'ilu was always mine. That's the vart. But it's a vart of a migu, and it memela once it's a migu. So even if somebody, there is some level of a taina about it. There's Adam that she was nistera. He's tiny was my father's field. Hagami has no raya for it. But for it, there's a taina. For it, somebody's saying something. The teretz is, but I have the nemunis of migu because I could have denied that. Could be that Rashi won't be mited to this. Because Rashi's understanding of apesh asur, apesh hither is only in a case where we have nothing but what she said, what the person is saying. But that he understands apesh asur, apesh hither, why am I in charge, why am I fully in control of the whole situation? Simply because there's nothing else but what I'm saying. Masha ain't came by Ruah Medaberes that it means Nistera. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would argue over here because you can't say Apesh Os or Apesh Ether. We have some evidence here, just like Rashi says. If there's a Dovtoyan, the guy comes and says, it was my father's field. Hagami has no raya. Apesh Os or you don't have. Rabbi Yeshua won't be mita. He won't be mita because Rashi understands that this whole Pesha Asar is not with the nemunis of Migu. Pesha Asar is that I am in control of the whole situation because you don't know anything other than what I'm telling you. There's nothing being said other than what I'm telling you. Nothing else is being said. Masha Enkin Taisus understands, no, even if there is a Tviya, even if there is something that brings up a question, but if you have a migu that produces exactly the same result as the taina that you're saying, and that's all it does, That already, that migul works. That migul gives you the koyach hatayin of what you could have said, that it was never his field, that I was never nivol. Their attack, it works. That's what their machlokes is all about. That's the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam, Tosfos Yontif and the Rav, bring a Rambam, which Rabbi Kveger questions. Let me see over here. Maida Rabbi Yeshua. So they all bring that the Rambam says the difference between Misharastani and Nasti and the case of Sadezu Shalavicho Hiso Ulakachtia Himeno Shunama Shabbat or Shabbat Ether. So the Rambam, so the Rav, they both say it. Poli Rav Yeshua Rav Gamliel v'Omar l'lo mehenin al yisha ba'med Omar misharastani enasti u'posl atzom mi'ay kohuna b'migu di boyom amukosei tzani voysa kesh k'sher l'kuna hani mila hecha d'leka iser v'heter lifso l'kuna or l'hachshir b'ho poli Rav Yeshua Rav Gamliel v'Omar d'lo mehenin le b'migu avol hecha d'leka iser v'heter Eladrara de Mamaina, but where there's no Isser Veheter, Eladrara de Mamaina, Omer al Chaveru, Sadezu Shalavich Oysel Kachthia Imenu, so that Rabbi Yeshua's Maida to Ram Gamliel. That's how the Rav brings it, and the Taisyanta points out that that's really, that he's taking that from the Rambam. Rabbi Kveger over here asks, the koshi the leinian milo mehemna leiser ha beishes kein afle dvarei asurahi uveishes israel kiven the myrishin in the skatsha acha gimel shon v'yom echad migdetani ad shloi rastich neneses ha bemes muteres lebailo mitam sveksveka v'im kein lon is batel dvarei leinian iser. So he says he understands that what the Rambam is trying to say is, and that's the kasha that they ask, that the Taisyantiv asks on him. Why does the Rambam need a new understanding? Why does he say what the Gemara says? The Gemara says there's Shor Shochet, and there's no Shor Shochet. Why isn't that enough? Why does he have to come on to a different vort? So I think the pshat is, because the Rambam wants to point out that that's the difference. He's going taka with the Shita of Taisus. The Rambam is going with the Shita of Taisus. What he's trying to say is that if the whole nemanis comes from, not because what you're saying and what you could have said are telling you the same thing, but what you could have said gives you a leg, what you might have said gives you a leg up, legabi certainly surim, which the taina that you say don't have. So that's what the Rambam is saying. That's the pshat in Shor Shochet. That's what Shor Shochet is all about. The vort of Shor Shochet Lefanecha is that once he wants to explain that the difference between one migu and the other migu is like we're saying Kshat and Taisvis also. That even if there is a Teveya, but the Pshat is, if the whole Nemonis of the migu is going to be because it's Nogeya, some other Shaila, other than the Iker thing that you're talking about, and that's what he wants to give you the nemanis, that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of. Masha Ein Kein, where the whole question is, only the drara de mamayna, is this your field or it's not your field? It could be your field because it was always yours, it could be yours because you bought it. It's all the same, it doesn't make a difference. It's yours.
There's nothing to do with mamon and issa. It has to do with the fact that it's the same time.
Right, because that was the vort of Isser, because that's what he's saying. Over there, the whole vort, where Rabban Gamliel was giving him the monies for her to get the 200, to get Mosayim, was because if she was lying, she could do something for herself better and make herself kosher l'kuhuna. She could affect, in other words, I'm bringing you a raya from the Isser to the moment. Zokter, that's not good enough. The raya has to be that both tainus in the moment are better. Is better. Both are saying the same thing. That's what I think the Rambam means. Now, in other words, Rambam is trying to explain What is the vart of the Shor Shochet? He's not learning like Rashi, that the difference is whether there was a Teveya or not a Teveya. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns Shor Shochet and Shor Shochet means, was there a Teveya or not a Teveya? No. He's maskim, like Taisa says, even if there is a Teveya, even if there is a Ra'ua, that she was Nistara. Doesn't matter. Why? Because over there, by Mishra Stani Nenasti, the entire Namonis is coming from the fact, I want to prove I'm telling the truth, because if I was a liar, I had a better lie that would help me with something else. Isser is not going to help you for the moment. Masha Enkin, if the whole thing is in the moment, because both tainas that I'm saying say exactly the same thing, that already is fine. That's the pshat in Ein Shor Shochet Lefanecha. Because both things, I give you the koyach hataina of what you might have said, because it's saying exactly the same thing that the taina that you said did. That's what I think is the beer of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and how to learn Peshas or Peshehiter. And it's Yitochen that Rashi will have to argue on that Tosfos and Daf Yud Gimel, that even in Rav Zeira's way of learning, Rashi will have to hold that Rav Yeshua has to argue over there. Because over there, there's a tfiyah. There was a nistera. The nistera creates a question. She's no longer the balam of what happened here, because there's edim that create a question. And if it's not that I'm in full control of what's happening, that all the information that we have only comes from me and from nobody else, that's what Pesha Asar is all about. So when a mice of interesting ha'ara. In this week's parsha, the ikhuli truma meis kolisha sher yedvenu liba tikhves trumasi vezois hatruma. Gimel truma sakos of medaber. Two of them were machtzis ha-shekel, and one was called nediv lev. The mishkan, the fasias ha-mishkan was called nediv lev. For the machtzis ha-shekel, one of them was for the karbonas, and the other was for the Adonim, right? So the pshat is, why were those two not left to call Nediv Lev? So my father, Zechariah Levroch, used to say a very, very choshev ezach on this. He says, for the Mishkan, for building the Mishkan, when it comes to raising money for buildings, Da'ilam ke'agit b'yad rechava. Karbonis is already maintenance. That, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of machtzis ha-shekel, vol kimprutin shegivam for our karbon. And that's why you needed a mitzvah of machtzis ha-shekel. But I think that there's a different, more yosaitis digavart here. There are two dinim in Kedushas Yisrael. There's a baseline Kedusha, Yisrael afal pisha chote Yisrael hu. There's a baseline Kedusha that we all have as B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. There's a baseline Kedusha Yisrael that you, whatever you do, you can't destroy that. Then there's another getter of Kedusha Yisrael that Kol Yochid V'Yochid has his own level, Kefi his Torah, Kefi his Mitzvahs, Kefi his Mesiras Nefesh, all the issues that go into to the very nature of his personality and what he's accomplished and what he does. Avada is in the mention was an hecher in the mention that are less, and not everybody is the same. Each person has his own miyuchedike level of kedushas Yisrael kafi ma'isov. In fact, the Torah tells us, "V'tzalo ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda lachshav machshavas." State in Chazal, he could look at a piece of material or he could look at a piece of gold and silver and know with what kavana this was given. It is gegeben gevar mit agressor a kavana, mit a hecher a madrege. It was used in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If it was given with a lesser degree, it was used in a lesser place of Kedusha in the Mikdash. Why? Because Nidvas HaMishkan was kol nediv lev. The Nediv Lev was Kaveya, the level of the Nedivus HaLev. And the Lev that it came from was Keveya, the level of that Nesina, and that represented the individual Kedushas Yisrael that Yeter Yid has. The Machtzis HaShekel, it represents the baseline Kedusha that we have because we belong to Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's Machtzis HaShekel, because it has to be mitzaref to become a whole. Because the whole idea is that we are recognizing that we are part of a greater whole. Each and every one of us has our own baseline Kedusha, but we're mitzaref to the grace of Kedusha of Yisrael, of Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, that give us that baseline Kedusha. So Avada the Karbonis Tzibur, that are gebracht for the ganze Tzibur, exactly the same. It's the same carbon for the Godel Ador as it is for the Oni Ve'evyoin, who's a downtrodden person, or there's someone who isn't a filon ganzen frum. The carbon Tzibur is for everybody, equally. No difference. It's not a different carbon from one person than for somebody else. The chain also, the Machtzis HaShekel that went for the Adonim. Why? Because the Adonim are the baseline of the Mishkan. The Adonim represent the foundation of the Mishkan. Because it represents the foundation of the Mishkan, in the foundation of the Mishkan, we all give a Machtzis HaShekel equally. They all represent that Kedushas Yisrael that we have as being part of the whole of Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And that's why that Nesino also had to be a Machtzis HaShekel that was Chazal Yitzarufei, because its Kedusha Nemtzach from the fact that we become Mitzuref together as a Klal Yisrael. Masha Enkein, the Mishkan itself, that represents the Kedushas Yisrael of Kol Echad V'Echad. And that's Kolui in the Nediv Lev. And another Chelik of the Nediv Lev, I believe, is a gewaldic limud for all of us. The Klei HaMishkan and the actual Yerius, everything. This was incredibly fantastic artisan work. I mean, the weavings and the sculpting of different things and putting gold over stuff and all the intricacies that they went into even building the crushing. Where did they come to this? From Vadim Kumtas. They were Avodim for 210 years. Where did it come from? So Avada, anybody who's handy with his hands or is artistic or who has kaiches, you know, in these areas, Avada, there's certain inborn Dvorim, that a person is born with Kaychas and Nefesh to be able to do this kind of work. That's klar. But if you didn't practice and you didn't have training, where did this come from? The Teretz is, those who call Shenodva Rucham, Lekarev El HaMelocha, they wanted to be part of this Avaida, and they felt they had some, you know, internal the dvarim that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them as part of their neshama. The rotzen to do it created the tshuka to do it. The rotzen to do it meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the siyata d'shmaya that they were able to do it ke'ilu they were experts. They gave them that siyata d'shmaya. Because when it comes to ruchnias, the ikar is what we want. The ikar is what we can be, what we can make of ourselves. What we can make of ourselves depends on what is our tshuka, what is our desire, where do we want to get to? And the Rabbeinu Shalom responds to that. The Rabbeinu Shalom responds to that, and that's an important limud that we learn from the Binyan HaMishkan, that you see people who came out of Mitzrayim, they wanted to build a Mishkan, all right. So the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Bezalel, a 13-year-old bar mitzvah bocher, all these kaiches and abilities to manage the whole project, which is an incredible anes by itself. But even all the people that assisted him, all those who helped, were able to do it. because they wanted, because they had the rotzen, because it was not varucham oisam. The nediva slave does heptun ufa mensch. That's what we have to be mechazik ourselves in, and we're mechazik ourselves in the divas halev, and so we can be zeicha to gevaldik aliyas. A good vach, and thank you all for coming in this terrible weather.
Yeah.
Well, I came from two blocks away. I was here before Shabbat.